哈利路亚，各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with all brothers and sisters and elders and ministers.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是擦去眼泪的神。
And this afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is going to be God shall wipe away your tears.
我们想想哦，上次你在哭的时候是什么时候？
If we think back to the last time we shed a tear, when was that?
其实人从一生出来就是在开始哭了。
In natural fact, when a person is born, he came to the world crying.
小孩子可以为了一个玩具而哭。
A child can cry over a toy.
可以为了妈妈不带他去吃麦当劳而哭。
And a child can cry over the fact that his mother won't take him to McDonald's.
对小孩子来说，一滴眼泪可能不代表很多事情。
For a young child, maybe a drop of tear does not mean much.
但是人越来越长大了。
But as the person grows up.
因为社会告诉我们。
The society tells us.
哭是软弱的表现。
That crying is a sign of weakness.
所以尽量我们也不要在别人面前流眼泪。
And therefore, we train ourselves not to shed tears in front of others.
尤其是男人哦。
Especially for the men.
从前有句话说，男儿有泪不轻弹，弹还是弹，差不多哦。
There was a Chinese saying that men do not shed tears easily, and it's not to be lightly spoken upon.
但是长大了之后流的眼泪，每一滴都是很多情感在里面的。
As we grow up, every tear we shed has a lot of emotion.
人为什么会流眼泪呢？
Why would a person shed a tear?
当然有很多的原因哦。
There are many reasons to that.
有人说太开心你会流眼泪。
Some people say you will cry because of joy.
有时候讲笑话太好笑了，哇，笑到眼泪都跑出来。
And sometimes you'll be laughing at a joke, and you'll be laughing so hard that you'll cry.
但是大部分的眼泪呢，都是在我们悲伤的时候流出来的。
But in most times when we cry, it is when we're most sad.
感情发动了，眼睛就流眼泪了。
It is when we're touched by our emotions, and that is when we'll shed tears.
或是伤心的时候流出来了。
Or is when we're sorrowful, we'll cry.
那么流眼泪也有很多种不同的方式啊。
And there are different methods of how we cry.
当然，如果不害羞的，就是可以任何时间在别人面前也好，都可以哭出来。
And for those who have very open personality, they can cry in front of other people.
这是比较舒服了。
And they're very comfortable with others.
但是有一些人呢？
For other people.
因为环境的关系呢，不敢在别人面前哭啊。
Maybe due to the environment, they won't cry in front of other people.
有眼泪本来要跑出来，但是不行哭，要吞下去，叫做吞到肚子里面的眼泪。
And they want to cry, but they won't do so, so they'll swallow their tears.
我记得十几二十年，差不多二十年前我们刚移民。
I remember 10 or 20 years ago when we just first immigrated.
爸爸把我们带来加拿大。
My father took us to Canada.
然后把我们安顿好了。
And he settled us there.
要回去香港工作。
And he returned to Hong Kong to work.
那么要回去那一天。
On the day that he was going to leave.
妈妈一切都表现很正常。
My mother acted as if everything was normal.
很刚强的样子。
And she was very strong.
我们也没有看到她哭啊。
We have never seen her cry.
但是很多年之后，她告诉我们几兄弟。
But many years after, she told us brothers.
当爸爸走了。
The day that your father left.
送了她去机场了。
We took him to the airport.
回到家，关起房门。
I returned home and I closed the room door.
她就哭得很厉害。
And she wept bitterly.
所以。他想哭的时候 不敢哭，怕我们影响。
Because when she needed to cry, she did not dare to cry because she didn't want to affect us.
将眼泪要吞下去。
And so she swallowed the tears.
这也是很痛苦。
This is also a very bitter thing.
另外一种眼泪呢？
The second type of tear.
是不是往下流的？是往旁边流的。
Is the kind that will not flow down but flow to the side.
眼泪为什么往旁边流呢？
Why would the tear flow to the side?
平常人站着坐着，有眼泪当然是往下面流。
And for a normal person, if you're standing or sitting, if you cry, your tears will flow down.
我看到一些小姐们，她们画那个眼线嘛，但是流眼泪的时候，哇，那个眼泪那个条线黑的，两条这样下来。
I've seen ladies who wear eyeliner, and when they cry, the eyeliner will smudge, and there'll be a trail on their face.
如果有化妆，她流眼泪之前要小心一点。
And so if you have makeup on, you should be very careful when you have tears.
但是为什么眼泪往旁边流呢？
And why would the tears flow sideways?
这个是睡觉的时候偷偷的流的。
And it is because they cry in their sleep.
不敢给人家看到。
They didn't want others to see.
别人也不会明白。
And others will not understand.
所以一边睡就一边流了。
So you cry in your sleep.
流到半睡半醒，可能睡不着，也可能睡着。
And to a point where you're half asleep and half awake.
这也是很伤心的事情。
This is also something very sorrowful.
这是比较好的呢。
And what is the better kind?
就是让你哭完之后， 有人帮你擦眼泪。
It is after you have cried, there's somebody to wipe away your tears.
我见过一个老人家。
I've met an elderly person.
在医院生病。
And he was sick in the hospital.
想起他的生病，想起他的身体。
And he talked about his health.
好像很绝望。
And he was very hopeless.
眼睛湿湿的。
And he had moisture in his eyes.
这个时候身体也不大怎么能动。
And that time he was immobile.
这个时候他的儿女很孝顺。
And his children were very filial.
爸爸，不要哭，拿纸巾帮他擦。
And they took a tissue and wiped his tear for him.
所以最好的就是你流眼泪的时候有人帮你擦。
So the best scenario is when you're crying and somebody's there to wipe away your tears.
代表有人在你旁边。
That means there's somebody beside you.
安慰你。
To comfort you.
帮助你。
To help you.
起码有人帮你擦完了，你的感觉就好很多了。
And you will feel better after somebody wipes away the tear.
圣经怎么形容天国呢？
How does the Bible describe heaven?
当然我们今天为什么要信主耶稣？
Of course, today, why are we believing in Lord Jesus?
我们信主耶稣就是为了今生的眼泪，主耶稣帮我们擦干。
We believe in Jesus because he'll wipe away the tears today.
将来要进的天国没有眼泪。
And when we enter into the heavenly kingdom, we will not cry.
这是我们信主耶稣的目的。
And this is the purpose for us believing in Lord Jesus.
我们看启示录。
Let us turn to Revelations.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
好，我们看第十三到第十七节。
Verse
13
to
17. 启示录第七章十三节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13, then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they, and where do they come from? Verse 14. I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. 15. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. 16. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, and nor any scorched heat. 17. For the Lamb of the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这几节圣经告诉我们，约翰在灵里面看到异象。
Here it tells us that John saw this vision in spirit.
我们早上讲过了，约翰看到异象，就是神，就是从东方日出之地起来，拿着神的印在印他的选民。
This morning we talked about when John saw the vision, he saw the angels coming from the east with the seal of God.
那人数非常的多。
And there are many people.
啊，第八节、第九节说，有无数的人从各地、各族、各方的人来到神的面前呢。
In verse 9 tells us there were a great multitude from great nations coming to the throne.
那今天我们就来查考这一段啊。
And so today we're going to study this passage.
那约翰在灵里面看到什么呢？
What did John see in his vision?
十三节。
Verse 13.
这里在灵里面有一个长老就问约翰。
There was an elder who asked John.
他看到那么多的人在宝座周围大声的赞美神，唱歌，哈利路亚，永永远远。
He saw a multitude of people around the throne praising, saying hallelujah.
好，那么这些人呢是穿白衣的。
And these people were dressed in white robes.
那么他就问约翰了。
And so they asked John.
他说，这些穿白衣的人是谁？
He asked, these in white robes, who are they?
是从哪里来的呢？
Where have they come from?
这个问题啊，也是蛮有深度的问题啊，这些人在哪里来的？
This is a very profound question. Where do these people come from?
今天我们认识一位新的朋友。
If we have met a new friend.
都会问，你是哪里来的？
We'll ask him, where did you come from?
台湾来的。
Oh, I'm from Taiwan.
中国来的。
Or I'm from China.
东南亚来的。
I'm from Southeast Asia.
了解了。
Then we'll understand.
所以长老也问约翰，这些人从哪里来的呢？
So the elder asked John, where did these people come from?
这个在灵里面，长老这样问，长老当然是知道了。
And of course, the elder already know in spirit.
但是约翰他不知道。
But John does not know.
但是他说什么呢？
What did he say?
十四节。
Verse 14.
我对他说，我主你知道。
I answered him, Sir, you know.
哇，这个很好，很有趣哦，觉得哈。
This is a very interesting conversation.
今天很多东西我们不知道。
There are many things we don't know today.
没有关系。
It is okay.
神知道。
Because God knows.
你的未来你知道吗？
Do we know our future?
不知道。
We don't know.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
你的困难，你知道吗？
Do we know our tribulations?
怎么解决，你知道吗？
Do we know how to solve these troubles?
有时候真的不知道。
Sometimes we really don't know.
谁知道？
Who knows?
主知道。
The Lord knows.
你的痛苦，别人知道吗？
Do everybody else know about your sorrows?
可能不知道。
Maybe they do not know.
谁知道？
But who knows?
主知道。
The Lord will know.
所以约翰就告诉长老说，哎呀，我不知道没有关系，你知道就好。
And so John told the elder, That, sir, you know.
所以其实啊，灵里面早就有答案了。
And that is to say that in spirit they have the answer.
但是你就要问对人。
But you have to ask the right person. 哇，
所以他这样讲，长老就跟他说了。
And so the elder said.
他向我说，这些人是从大患难中间出来的。
That these are they who have come out of great tribulation.
曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白洁净了。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
那这些人呢，到底是谁呢？
And who are these people?
为什么会有白衣给他们呢?
Why would they have this white robe?
这个就要看回来启示录的第六章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
啊，从第九节开始啊。
Starting from verse 9.
这是开到第五个印的时候。
After he opened the fifth seal.
啊，我们看第六章第九节。
Let us read verse 9. Verse 9, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained.
第十节。
Verse 10, they called out in a loud voice, How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?
第十一节。
Verse 11, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they have Ben was completed.
这里告诉我们呢，在末后的日子啊，会有很大的灾难。
Here it tells us in the end days there will be great tribulation.
甚至很多基督徒啊会被逼迫。
And many Christians will be prosecuted.
有一些啊会因为自己的信仰的关系而受到很大的苦难。
And many will come and meet great trouble because of their faith.
快受不了的时候，跟神讲。
And when they cannot last any longer, they'll say to God.
怎么办？
God, what do we do?
你什么时候才会来呢?
How long will you be until you judge the world?
说实在啊，基督徒在这个世界，如果是真正的基督徒的话，他会发觉日子真的不好过。
And for those true Christians in this world, you'll find that it's very difficult to survive in this world.
因为不信的人是大多数。
Because we're in the majority where people are unbelievers.
社会的风气越来越坏。
And the culture is turning towards a bad trend.
所有圣经说不应该做的事，不好的事，现在大部分的人都在做。
Everything that the Bible says is evil and wrongdoing, the world is doing now.
守道理越来越困难。
It's more and more difficult to observe the truth.
如果有一天再加上逼迫的话,
If one day we're persecuted upon this,
真的可能会哀哀叫啊。
Maybe one day we'll complain against God.
到底等到什么时候主才来呢?伸冤呢?
How long must we wait until the sovereign Lord comes to judge?
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously,
他们这样一问主耶稣的时候,
After they have asked,
就马上有一件白衣饰给他们。
They were given this white robe.
就像一个胜利的一个这样象征。
It is likened to symbolize victory.
一个鼓励的一个东西。
And it is an encouragement.
所以因为这样，他们得到这个白衣的。
And it's because of this that they have received this white robe.
所以今天信徒，我们早上讲过了，头要有神的印记。
And so this morning we talked about believers must have the seal of Christ.
就是我们要求圣灵。
That is, we must pray for the Holy Spirit.
还是要被圣灵充满。
It must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
另外一方面，我们也有白衣。
And we must also have this white robe.
什么？这个白衣怎么得到的呢？
How do we attain this white robe?
我们看回来第七章的第十四节啊。
Let us look at verse 14 of chapter 7.
这里说啊，这些人呢、啊、是从大患难中间出来的。
Says these people come from out of the great tribulation.
我们想想看哦，怎么样才得到白衣呢？
How do we receive this white robe?
怎么样信仰才可以完全呢？
How do we have completeness in our faith?
是在大患难中间出来的信徒。
It is for those who come out of the great tribulation.
没有被打倒的信徒。
Those who have not been overcome.
因为我们当传道人的关系啊，有很多机会接触不同的人，去不同的地方。
And as a minister, I was able to meet different kinds of people in different locations.
通常我们都会得到一个结论。
And often I will have a conclusion.
在越舒服环境出来的地方的人，包括年轻人。
And for people coming out of a very comfortable environment, especially the youth.
可以说啊，他们的承受压力的力量，或者是他信仰本身的坚固程度呢，不是很高了。
And you can say that they will not have as strong of a faith or a tolerance for pressure.
换句话来说，环境越舒服，信仰越难保守。
And in other words, you can say that the more comfortable your environment, the more difficult it is to preserve your faith.
但是越是困难的地方呢？
But the more hardship you endure.
像是非洲啊、印度啊，甚至打内战的国家啊。
For example, Africa or India or somewhere with civil war.
那些没有被患难打倒的信徒。
Those who have not been overcome by these tribulations.
信心都非常的好。
They will have very strong faith.
因为从大患难中间出来的。
Because they have come out of great tribulation.
所以今天我们基督徒怎么样看患难这两个字。
So how do we view tribulation as Christians today?
患难可以说是一种重担，是一种挑战。
We can say tribulation is kind of a burden, a challenge.
没有人喜欢有患难。
Nobody likes to go through tribulation.
大家都喜欢身体健康。
Everybody likes to have healthy bodies.
事业顺利。
and to have a smooth career,
钱赚很多
and to have wealth,
生活很享受
and to have a luxurious life.
但是从这样的环境出来的基督徒会是怎么样呢？
But what kind of Christian would we be if we come out of these environments?
除非他自己非常的警醒
Unless we're very aware ourselves.
非常的进步
We're very dedicated.
不然的话从那么舒服环境出来的一定是信仰很难保守住
Or else our faith would be very difficult to preserve if we come out of these environments.
相反的如果是从患难的环境出来的
On the other hand, if we come out of a great tribulation,
从贫穷的环境出来的
if we come out of a poor family,
被逼迫出来的
out of persecution,
自己一个人信遇到很多压力的
and if you meet a lot of pressure and you're the only believer
遇到战争的
if you met up with war
从大患难出来的
if you come out of great tribulation
已经经过千锤百炼
then you have been trained and tested
所以今天如果试验考验患难没有打倒我们的话
and if one day we have not been overcome by these trials and temptations
我们就会被熬炼成为金金
then we have been refined into gold
所以、啊、这个非常宝贵的
so this is very precious
所以这里说为什么有白衣的因为他们这种患难中出来的
so it tells us why they have the white robe it is because they come out of great tribulation
然后这里说曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁净了
and they have made them white in the blood of the lamb、
啊、这里告诉我们、啊、要怎么样才可以得到这个白衣呢
and again how do we receive this white robe
要耶稣的血洗干净
We need the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away.
耶稣的血在洗礼的时候把我们洗干净。
Lord Jesus Christ uses blood to wash away in our baptism.
通常我们在洗礼的时候强调一点。
During baptism, we emphasize.
是耶稣的血洗干净你的罪了。
That it is the blood of Jesus Christ that washed away your sin.
在洗礼的那一点，我们是被动的，我们是 passive 的。
And during the baptism, we're passive.
只要你肯去。
As long as you're willing to go.
只要你有信心。
As long as you have faith.
站在水里面。
Then you will be in the water.
耶稣的血就洗干净你的罪。
And Lord Jesus' blood will wash away your sin.
但是这里告诉我们另外一个层面哦。
But here it talks about another aspect.
怎么才可以撑到最后得救呢
？How do we preserve ourselves to the end?
这里不是说耶稣的血把你洗干净啊
，here
而已啊。
Not only do we need to be washed by the blood.
这里说是把衣裳啊，用基督的血，用基督的血，羔羊的血，把衣裳洗净，就是自己的也要有这个作为啊。
Here is it's an action that we must wash our robes with the blood of Christ.
这个什么意思
？What does it mean?
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章第九节。
First John chapter 1, verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
第一章第九节，请读。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这里告诉我们，洗完礼之后，耶稣的血还继续要洁净我们的罪。
Here it tells us after our baptism, Jesus' blood will continue to purify us.
但是我们要自己要灵修。
But we must cultivate ourselves.
要承认。
We must confess our sins.
我们是不好的。
That we are up to no good.
虽然洗完礼之后
After our baptism,
有很多不好的习惯
We still have our bad habits.
慢慢的改
We must change them slowly.
每次要软弱
Even when we have weaknesses,
悔改
We must repent.
用主的宝血洗干净我们的罪
We must use the blood of Lord Jesus to wash away our sins.
所以就是因为从患难出来又有耶稣基督的羔羊的血才可以有白衣
And only because we come out of great tribulation and we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, therefore we can have the white robe.
看回来启示录的第七章
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 7.
15节
Verse 15.
启示录第七章十五节
Verse 15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them.
啊，这里告诉我们，他们在神面前做什么呢？
Here it tells us what they're doing before the throne of God.
他们在神的宝座面前。
They are before the throne of God.
这是一个得救的人。
That is a person who was saved.
会在神的宝座面前。
They will be before the throne of God.
宝座就是神掌权的地方。
And the throne of God is where God holds authority.
以地上来说就是真教会。
And in this world, it is the true church.
在神的殿中侍奉他。
And they're serving God in his temple.
神在保护他。
And God will protect them.
好，十六节。
16.
十六跟十七节。
16 and 17, verse 16. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, and nor scorch any heat.For 17, for the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
我们今天信徒的得救在地上会想到平安。
When we're saved today in this world, we will think of peace.
将来还要进天国。
And that will enter into the heavenly kingdom in the future.
啊，有人就问了，啊，在天国到底在做什么？
Some people ask, what will we do in heaven?
天国里面有什么？
What is there to do in heaven?
有人说啊，圣经说看到异象，天国很多金子啊。
And some people say that they've seen a vision that there are a lot of gold in heaven.
有人说金子有什么好？
And some people say, what good is this gold?
我房子是金子，冷冰冰的，那个地毯呢？地毯比较软啊。
And if I have a house of gold, it's very cold. I'd rather have carpet.
啊，到底是天国有什么？
So what indeed is in heaven?
其实啊，很难跟我们讲天国有什么。
It's very difficult for us to understand what indeed is in heaven.
因为将来要去的天国是灵界。
Because this heaven is of the spiritual realm.
里面有的东西完全是我们没有看过的。
Everything in heaven is something we have not seen before.
天国的本质是我们没有办法用物质来想象到的。
And the essence of heaven we cannot think about in material sense.
我们只能用地上最宝贵的东西来想象到底天国是什么。
We can only use the most precious thing on this earth to think how heaven will be like.
但是天国绝对不是啊，只有金子啦、银子啦、宝石啦这样而已啦。
But heaven is not just of gold and silver and gems.
你看啊，圣经只能够形容天国不是什么，或者没有什么，这样就够了。
And in the Bible, you can only describe heaven as what will there not be in heaven.
16节啊、哦。
Verse 16.
天国呢，在神的国呢，不会饥，不会渴。
That people will not hunger or thirst in heaven.
这也是很方便的、哦、
This is very convenient.、
啊、吃东西是没有错，是享受啊、哦。
And indeed, eating is an enjoyment.
但是没有的吃也是很痛苦。
But if we have nothing to eat, it is painful.
还有，不是每一餐都那么好吃的。
And maybe not every meal is delicious.
吃完，哎呀，要消化，要上厕所，要再饿，要再吃。
And after we have eaten, we must digest our food and we must eat again.
对不对？如果不饿，不是更好？
And if we do not become hungry, then it is better.
没有肉体了，也不会渴。
And if we have no flesh, we will not thirst.
啊，没有物质的日头炎夜的痛苦，炎夜的痛苦啊。
We will not have the sun beat down on us.
还有呢，这里告诉我们天国没有什么啊。
And what else does heaven not have?
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
That God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
在将来没有眼泪了。
So in the future, there will be no tears.
今生等候这个过程，有眼泪的话，主耶稣帮我们擦干。
In this life, while we're waiting for God, He will wipe away our tears.
好，那我们来讲讲了，到底人呢会要什么原因会流眼泪呢？
And so today, why do we shed tears?
啊，第一点啊、哦。
The first point.
可能我们迷失了，我们被神刑罚的时候会有流眼泪啊。
Maybe when we've lost the way and we're disciplined by God, then we'll cry.
看诗篇二十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 29.
诗篇二十九篇哦。
Psalms 29.
啊，对不起，我们看诗篇三十五篇，三十五篇十八节。
Psalms 35 verse 18.
三十五篇十八节哦。
Psalms 35 verse 18. Verse 18, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among throngs of people, I will praise you.
啊，这里告诉我们，我们要在神的面前。赞美神啊
Here it tells that we will give thanks in great assembly.
啊，主耶稣呢也要擦去我们的眼泪。
And that Lord Jesus will wipe away our tears.
啊，大卫在犯了罪之后
，After David has sinned，
也流了很多的眼泪啊。
He has shed many tears.
我们看诗篇的五十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalms 51.
十六跟十七节。
Verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, you do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. 17, the sacrifices of God are in broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
大卫有他有一段时间很伤心的时候。
God, David had a time when he was very sorrowful.
为什么他会伤心呢
？Why was he sorrowful?
因为他做了人生一件很错的事情。
Because he had made a very big mistake.
他抢了别人的太太。
He had robbed another man of his wife.
杀了他的丈夫。
And he killed the husband.
他在做的时候没有哭。
When he was doing this, he did not cry.
但是呢，之后回头看过来呢，他哭了，很伤心了。
But when he turned back to look at this, he cried bitterly.
不但只是眼睛流眼泪啊，他忧伤到灵里面，很痛苦啊。
Not only did he cry, shed tears from his eyes, his soul was in despair.
其实我们人哦，我们看有时候我们自己真的有时候会做一些很愚蠢的一些动作。
Sometimes we look back and we'll see that we do very foolish things.
有一些人明明很有自己很好的家庭。
Originally we had a very good family.
很好的太太，很好的儿女，很好的先生。
Maybe we have a very good spouse and very good children.
但是犯了罪了。
But we have sinned.
什么都没有。
And then we'll lose everything.
永生也没有了。
Then we'll lose eternal life.
家庭也没有了。
We'll lose our family.
很痛苦。
And it's very, very sorrowful.
会流很多眼泪。
And we'll shed many tears.
但是已经太晚了。
But then it's too late.
很可怜了。
and is very regretful.
甚至呢被神的刑罚了。
And to a point that God will discipline us.
第二种原因呢，为什么流眼泪呢？
The second reason why men will shed tears.
他很害怕的时候流眼泪啊。
That is when we're in a lot of fear.
我们看诗篇的五十六篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 56.
五十六篇第三节。
Psalms 56 verse 3. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
这里说我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
He tells us when we're afraid, we trust in God.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我几次流离你都记数，求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你册子上吗？
Record my lament, list my tears in your scroll, are they not in your record?
这里告诉我们，人惧怕的时候，压力的时候，有时候会忍不住流眼泪。
Here it tells us when we're lamenting, when we're under pressure, we'll shed tears.
我们知道现在社会的压力越来越大。
We know that the pressure in society is greater and greater.
有时候工作压力非常大。
We'll have pressure from work.
现在经济又不好。
And now that we have a downtime economy.
经济压力也会大。
We'll have this pressure as well.
人到中年。
When a person comes to their midlife.
压力会比其他年纪都大。
And you will have greater pressure than all the other times of your life.
社会学家这样研究啊。
And the people with the psychologists will study.
一个人的一生，他的快乐的指数啊，好像一个U 字形这样子的。
That for a person, their happiness is evaluated through their lifetime and is likened to a U.
小孩子每个都很开心。
That as a child, you're very happy.
读书的时候没有什么挂虑，也很开心。
And when you're studying, you don't have much worries and you're very happy.
但是人到中年了。
But as you reach your midlife.
最不开心的时候。
That is when you're most unhappy.
为什么？
Why is that?
事业、工作的压力。
Because you will have stress from pressure from your career.
这个时候孩子已经是十七八岁了 ，teenager 了。
And you will have teenage children.
也是很大的压力。
And that is also great pressure.
父母也老了。
And your parents are old.
可能在生病了。
Maybe they're ill.
怎么照顾呢？
And you have to take care of them.
又是压力。
And that is another source of pressure.
结婚二三十年了。
And you have been married for 20, 30 years.
哇，婚姻里面可能有很大的压力。
Maybe you will have pressure from your marriage.
所以人到中年是最不开心的时候。
So a person is midlife is when he's most unhappy.
如果没有神。
If there is no God.
如果没有信仰。
If they do not have good faith.
很容易压到喘不过气来。
And it's very easy for them to not recover from this.
所以很多人有 depression.
So many people go through depression.
自己都不知道。
They don't understand themselves.
有时候无缘无故就哭起来。
They would cry out for no reason.
为什么会这样？
Why is that?
压力太大。
It is because they are facing too great of a pressure.
但是这里圣经告诉我们什么？
But here the Bible tells us.
每次我们害怕的时候,
every time we lament.
每次我们看不到前路的时候,
every time we're in fear, we cannot see our road.
每次我们迷失的时候,
every time we're lost.
就算你偷偷倒在房间流眼泪,
and even when you're hiding in a room shedding tears.
主耶稣啊，都记数在他的册子上面啊。
Then Lord Jesus will record our tears and list our tears.
所以说知道说，哎，我的女儿，我的儿子，哎呀，最近压力很大，常在哭啊，我知道。
And he will know that his son or daughter is having a hard time in life.
把他记录下来。
And he will record this.
关心他，帮助他。
And he will care for us.
所以我们有主可以依靠是最好的。
So it is good that we have God to rely.
所以我们可以怎么做呢？
How do we? So what do we do now?
诗篇五十五篇第二十二节。
From Psalms 55 verse 2.
五十五章二十二节，这一节圣经很好，要把它画起来。
Chapter 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall.
这句话说，你要把你的重担交给主。
Here it tells us to cast our cares upon the Lord.
谁没有重担？
Who does not have burdens?
年轻人有年轻人的重担。
For youth, they have their own burdens.
中年中年的重担。
And for those in midlife, they have their own burdens.
老年有老年的问题。
For the elderly, they have their problems.
交给主。
And we have to cast this all into the Lord.
所以压力越大的时候，越要祷告多。
So the more pressure we're under, the more often we should pray.
困难的时候越要多来聚会。
And if we have trouble in our life, we should come to service more often.
这里说他必抚养你。
Here it tells us that he will sustain us.
英文这里翻得很好 ，sustain you 就是 keep you going， 就是继续把你维持住。
And in English, it means to sustain means to keep us going.
所以每一次你想说压力很大，有时候不晓得为什么哭啊。
And so every time we're facing pressure, we'll shed tears.
这样子流眼泪，你要告诉主。
And every time we shed a tear, we should tell God.
还有什么原因会流眼泪呢？
So what other reasons will make us cry?
有时候啊，怕死啊，也会流眼泪啊。
And sometimes the fear of death will make us cry.
生老病死都是人必然的过程。
And everyone must go through a birth and go through old age and death.
我们看马太福音二十六章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26.
三十七节啊。
26 verse 37.
26章37节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 26 verse 37。
二十六章三十七节。
Chapter 26, verse 37. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with them, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
38.
Then he said to them, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.
这里告诉我们了，主耶稣来到世上的时候。
Here it tells us when Lord Jesus came to this world.
虽然他是神，但是他有人的肉身，人的身份。
Even though he is God, he is in the flesh.
他知道明天他就要钉十字架了。
And he knew that the next day he was going to be crucified.
十字架是人间所有苦行最痛苦的。
And being crucified on the cross, it is the most painful thing you can do in this world.
一个人要被钉在木头上面。
And a person has to be nailed on the wood.
有一些人呢，按照历史的记载，可以钉几天都不死的。
And there are people who will not die and be nailed on the cross for days.
其实死本身不可怕，死之前那种恐惧才是可怕的。
In actual fact, death is not fearful, but the hours before death is the most fearful.
死之前的痛苦才是最可怕的。
The pain before death is the most fearful.
所以主耶稣带着肉身呢，所以他会害怕。
And so Jesus in his flesh, he has fear.
所以他会忧伤啊，几乎要死。
And so he was sorrowful to the point of death.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣祷告的时候也流很多眼泪。
And the Bible tells us when Jesus prayed, he shed many tears.
汗珠啊，好像大雪滴这样滴在地上。
And his sweat is like drops of blood.
有一个慕道者啊，他本来很硬性的。
And there was a truth seeker, and he was very stubborn.
他本来是音乐素养很高的人。
And he was very talented and educated in music.
他来教会听到我们唱这个赞美诗。
And he came to church and heard us sing hymns of praise.
这个赞美诗没有什么水准呢。
And he said, "This is not very good music."
来听道理，他说你们讲的都是圣经。
He said, when I come to services, you always talk about the Bible.
你用圣经讲圣经，当然自己赢了。
And if you use the Bible to talk about the Bible, of course you agree with yourself.
我们的信徒传福音给他。
And when our believers preach to him.
跟他说，你要信耶稣，将来才要进天国。
And our believers tell him that you must believe in Lord Jesus and you will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
他不信。
And he does not believe.
后来生病了。
And then he has fallen ill.
躺在医院了。
When he was lying in the hospital.
跟他传福音。
And we preach to him.
但还是不信。
He still does not believe.
嘴巴还是那么硬。
And he is still very hard-hearted.
赞美诗不要唱，没水准。我喜欢贝多芬。
And he does not want to sing the hymns of praise because this is not good music. He wants to like listening to Beethoven.
这个神话，这个天方夜谭。
And he says the Bible is like into fairy tale.
天国有什么好？
And what good is heaven?
我们说天国黄金街碧玉城啊。
And we say that there's great wealth in heaven.
这个黄金街碧玉城太俗气了。
And he says this is too
worldly.
Too worldly.
这个时候传道人都不晓得要怎么跟他讲这种人。
And so the preachers did not know how to convince him.
他传道人心里祷告。
And so the preacher prayed in his heart.
主我要怎么样跟这个人传福音。
So Lord, how do we preach this person?
因为这个人生病了，病得很严重的，嘴巴还是那么硬。
And he is lying on his deathbed, and he's very sick, and he is still very stubborn.
但是这个时候传道人神给他感动。
And this time God touched this preacher.
传道人跟他讲。
And he said to them.
你天国也不要。
If you don't want heaven.
圣诗也不好。
And if you don't like the hymns of praise.
好了，你干脆祷告了，让主耶稣让你不要死了。
Then you should pray and ask Lord Jesus not to let you die.
他这样一讲，好像一只刀插在他的心里面这样。
And so when the preacher said this, it seems like he had hit the point.
这个人讲那么多，就是怕死而已嘛。
And because this person said all these things, he was just fearing death.
不想死嘛。
He does not want to die.
所以也不想去天国啊。
And he does not want to go to heaven.
其实他不是不信，只是不想死，很怕死。
It doesn't mean that he does not believe. He just does not want to die.
一讲出来，那马上大哭，好像个 baby 这样。
And so when he heard this, he suddenly cried out.
其实他怕死。
Because in actual fact, he feared death.
其实人是会怕死的。
And everyone will fear death.
越靠近死亡的时候，就会越怕死。
Especially the closer we get to death, the more we'll fear it.
平常健康，谁会怕死？
And as healthy people, we will not fear it.
谁会想到有可能会死？
And who will think that we might die one day?
但是有一天得重病了。
But one day we're fallen ill.
其实不知道死会怎么样的都会怕。
And even though we don't know what death is like, we'll still be afraid.
但是如果有信耶稣的话，
But if we have believed in Lord Jesus,
主耶稣会擦去我们的眼泪的。
Lord Jesus will wipe away our tears.
其实基督徒也一样，有生老病死。
He's saying for Christians that will be born and will age and will die.
但是为什么我们基督徒有把握呢？
But why is that we have the security?
因为主耶稣已经给我们走过这个路了。
Because Lord Jesus have walked this way for us.
有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
信了主之后。
After he had believed.
到中年的时候，他身体很不好。
He had felt his body, his health deteriorated in his middle age.
得到一个癌症。
And he had cancer.
很痛苦。
He was in great pain.
但是到最后的关头。
But at the very last moment.
传道人去看他。
The minister went to visit him.
问他。
And asked him.
你怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
他说我不怕。
And he said no.
我已经准备好了。
Because I am prepared.
我知道这个肉体是短暂的。
Because I know this flesh is only temporary.
我信了耶稣那么久，就是为了要回去见耶稣。
That I have believed in Lord Jesus for so long that I want to return and see him.
所以一个人有时候因为怕病痛、怕死亡会流眼泪。
Some people would shed tears because they have fear for death and for pain.
但是如果一个人有心里有活泼的盼望。
But for a person who has this lively hope.
对信仰有把握的。
And who has great faith.
我们不用怕的。
Then we do not need to be afraid.
还有人会为什么会哭呢？
And next, why would a person cry?
也有另外的原因
There's other reasons.
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音二十三章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
二十七节。
Verse
27. 二十三章二十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 27. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him.
二十八节。
28. Jesus turned and said to them, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children.
29.
Verse 29. For the time will come when you will say, Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that were never born, and the breasts that never nursed.
30.
Then they will say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us.
主耶稣在钉十字架的时候啊，在这个过程当中有好些妇女啊，为他哀嚎痛哭。
During the crucifixion, there are many women who mourned and wailed for him.
为什么会为主耶稣哭呢？
Why were they crying for him?
因为觉得主耶稣是一个无辜的人。
Because they felt that Jesus was innocent.
他没有做坏事啊。
He did not do anything wrong.
但是为什么要被抓去钉十字架呢？
And why was he captured and crucified?
就是为了我们的罪。
It is because for our sins.
所以那些妇女啊，很清楚。
And these women were very clear on this.
所以他们为主耶稣哭啊。
So they mourned for Lord Jesus.
所以这个信仰的一个层面。
And this tells us their faith.
如果一个信徒是会为主的恩典来为主耶稣哭的话，
If a believer can cry for the blessings of God and for the grace of God,
常常一想到十字架就很感动。
And they will be touched whenever they think of the cross.
他是很爱主的。
Because of their love for God.
但主耶稣怎么跟他们讲呢？
But how did the Lord tell them?
耶路撒冷女子啊，你不要为我哭了。
The daughters of Jerusalem do not weep for me.
但是你要为自己还有自己的儿女哭了。
But weep for yourselves and for your children.
为什么主耶稣会这样讲呢？
Why will Lord Jesus say this?
因为在当时的历史。
Because in the history.
犹太人他们要把主耶稣钉十字架了。
When the Jew was going to crucify Lord Jesus.
他们弃绝了他们的救主。
They have forsaken their Savior.
很快就会得到报应。
And very quickly they'll receive their revenge.
主后七十年。
70 years later.
罗马军队会从意大利整个杀到耶路撒冷。
The Roman army will come and take over Jerusalem.
把整个城市围困。
And they will capture the city.
围困了很久之后。
After they have surrounded the city for a long time.
罗马兵丁要进来。
The Roman soldiers will come in.
打破圣殿，打破城墙，杀了很多人。
And they will destroy the temple and destroy the city walls and kill many people.
所以啊，其实主耶稣说，意思说你们的下一代遇到的挑战呢，才是更厉害的。
And so Lord Jesus is telling them that your next generation will meet up great tribulation.
所以主耶稣才这样说啊。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said this.
有人那个时候有人会讲，那不一定是对，但是有人会讲。
Some people will say this. It may not be right, but they will say.
不生育的，不怀孕的，反而是好了。
That blessed are the barren women.
当然，这个不是说我们今天基督徒啊，大家结婚传道教里不要生啊。我自己都生三个，所以不可以叫人们不生。
And of course, it doesn't mean that today when we get married, we should not have children because I myself have
children. 生是要生的。
And of course, you will have children.
不晓得主耶稣什么时候来。
But we do not know when Lord Jesus will come.
所以主耶稣明天来，今天还是要生。
If Lord Jesus come tomorrow, today we still should have children.
这人的本分。
It is the duty of men.
只是我们常常为他，哎呀，读什么学校很担心呐。
But we will be worried over what school they attend.
有没有学这个学那个很担心呢？
Whether or not they have learned the skill or that skill.
但是有没有为他们的信仰担心呢？
But have we worried for their own faith?
有没有为他们在信仰上保守住？
Have we tried to keep their faith?
这个才是儿女最大的挑战。
And this is the greatest challenge for the children.
儿女最大的挑战不是说他能不能够读名校。
And the greatest challenge is not for them to attend a very good school.
是不是十八般才艺样都会？
And does it mean that they're very skilled in everything they do?
最大的挑战是能不能在末世守道理。
And the greatest challenge is whether or not they can observe the truth in the last days.
所以啊，今天我们当父母的想一想。
And so today, as parents, you must ponder.
有没有很关心儿女的信仰？
Do we care for our children's faith?
他们如果软弱了,
when they're weak,
远离了神了,
when they've fallen away from God,
有没有为他哭啊?
Do we cry for them?
不是哭给他看啊?
Does it mean to cry in front of them?
哭给他看没有什么用。
It would be useless to cry in front of them.
有一个妈妈啊,
there was a mother,
哇, 很关心她儿女的信仰。
And she worried over her children's faith.
儿子不想聚会啊。
And her son does not want to go to services.
不乖不听话。
And he is disobedient.
妈妈就马上跪在他面前。
And the mother will kneel in front of him.
我要哭给主耶稣听啊。
That I must cry for the Lord.
哇，那个儿子更反感。
And then the son was more rebellious.
你不要在我面前哭啊。
That don't cry in front of me.
但是如果一个儿女啊，他心硬起来的时候啊。
Of course, when children become stubborn.
你硬来是没有办法的。
There will be no use.
反正那个妈妈以为说，啊，他不乖不听话了，很晚回来讲，马上在他面前哭啊，祷告给他看啊。
The mother thought it would be useful if he comes home late and she will cry in front of him and pray to God in front of him.
后来妈妈知道。
Then the mother realized.
我该讲的讲。
That I have said what I have to say.
我要为他祷告。
Then I will pray.
让主耶稣亲自的感动他。
Then I'll ask God to move him personally.
啊，所以这是我们要做的。
And this is something we must do.
为自己还有自己的儿女哭。
We must cry for our own children and ourselves.
当然了，人生当中啊有很多事情，我们关心那件事情，我们就会在意它。
And within our life, if we care about certain things, then we will take care of these.
你为他哭，代表为他有感情。
If we cry for a person, that means we have emotions for a person.
你看到别的小孩子调皮啊，打架，你不会为他哭吧？
If you see other people's children fighting, you won't cry for them.
自己孩子不乖啊，哎呀，很担心会为他哭啊。
But however, if your own children was disobedient, you'll cry for them.
有时候做圣工也会做到哭啊。
And some would even cry for doing holy work.
啊，耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
31章。
Chapter 31:16-17. Verse 16-17. This is what the Lord says: Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from the tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. They will return from the land of the enemy. Verse 17. So there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land.
耶利米被称为一个很爱哭的先知。
Jeremiah was the weeping prophet.
因为耶利米那个人感情很丰富。
Because he had great emotion.
尤其是他听到神跟他所讲的话。
Especially when he hears the words from God.
他把这些话传给以色列百姓，他们不听。
And he will pass on these words to the Israelites, and they do not listen.
不听的后果就只有痛苦，只有被刑罚。
And when they do disobey, they will be punished and disciplined.
所以耶利米他本身呢，他在圣工上觉得很大的挫败。
And so Jeremiah had made great challenges in his work.
啊，自己讲道理，别人也不听。
That when he spoke the words, others do not listen. 啊，
百姓将来也要受苦。
And he knew that the people will go through suffering.
怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
所以他常哭啊。
Therefore he cries.
当我们做圣工，做到有感情的时候。
When we do holy work to a point where we have emotion.
做到某一个点很困难的时候。
When we meet great trouble and we stop at a point.
突破不了的时候。
We cannot cross this point.
或是被误会、被攻击的时候。
Or when we're attacked and misunderstood.
因为你有放感情进去了，很可能会有眼泪。
And because you have emotion for this holy work, you will cry.
像保罗也是一样。
And the same for Paul.
常常为教会流泪祷告。
Paul often cried for the church and prayed for the church.
保罗为教会祷告两种，一种喜乐的祷告。
One would be what he has two types of prayers, and one is a cheerful prayer.
一想起这个教会那么爱心、爱主、热心，为他祷告很喜乐，越祷告越喜乐。
And when you think of a church that loved God so much, he would pray for the church and be joyful.
但是呢，为一些教会祷告了啊，越祷告很担心呢、啊，重担，所以流眼泪。
But there are also other churches where he will feel burdened and must pray for them and cry.
但是这里十六节我觉得很好，很大的安慰哦。
And so verse 16 brings us great comfort.
好了，神说哭够了，不要再哭了。
Because the Lord said, restrain your voice from weeping.
其实流泪流太多也会伤眼睛啊。
And because when we cry a lot, it will hurt our eyes.
神说你所做的功必有赏赐。
For your work will be rewarded.
神不是说你讲的道他们会听，他们可能不会听。
It is God didn't say that they will obey the words that you speak.
他们到最后都没有听。
Even till the end, they did not obey.
但神说，你有赏赐。
But God said, you will be rewarded.
哇，这是最大的安慰啊。
And this is the great comfort.
这是神自己跟他讲的。
And this is God telling this himself.
他们必要从敌国归回啊。
And they will return from the land of the enemy.
虽然他们被掳了，但是有一天要归回来了。
Even though they are captured, but they will return.
今天我们做圣工也是一样。
So today when you do holy work, it is the same.
暂时遇到一些困难。
If you temporarily meet some trouble.
可能在你有生之年也看不到什么大的突破。
Maybe during your lifetime, you will not see great overcoming.
但是如果你是用心去做的。
But if you put it on your heart.
为他流个眼泪的。
And you have wept for this.
神说你必有赏赐。
God had told us that our work will be rewarded.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你末后必有指望。
So there will be hope in, for you in future.
你的儿女必回到自己的境界。
Your children will return to their own land.
有一个母亲呢。
There was a mother.
啊，儿子不来教会。
Her son refused to come to church.
很担心。
And she was very worried.
讲啊讲啊，啰嗦了没有用。
And she nagged him and there was no use.
但是他看到这一节。
But he read this verse.
我要祷告。
And she prayed.
我不要放弃。
She does not give up.
神说啊，你的儿女要回到自己的境界。
Because God had said her children will return to their own land.
你的境界就是教会。
And our own land is the church.
所以我要帮他祷告。
And therefore I must pray for my child.
祷告了七年。
After 7 years.
儿子自己回来。
The son returned to church.
不是母亲叫他。
Not by the will of the mother.
自己乖乖回来教会。
But the son came on his own will.
因为他自己碰到很多的事情。
Because he had met many things outside.
所以啊，神都知道我们为什么流眼泪。
So God already knows why we cry.
神也要擦去我们的眼泪。
And God will wipe away our tears.
最后我们来看诗篇八十四篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalms 84.
第五、第六节。
Verse 5 and verse 6. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on the pilgrim. Verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place in the springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools.
这里说流泪谷要变成泉源之地。
Here it tells us the valley of Baca was going to be a place of springs.
流泪谷就是人生低潮的时候。
And this valley is the lows of our life.
困难的时候。
Is when we come in troubles.
伤心的时候。
Is when we have sorrow.
软弱的时候。
Is when we are weak.
你进到流泪谷。
When we are in this valley.
人生最低点。
And that is the lowest point in our life.
主耶稣要帮助你。
Lord Jesus will help us.
从这个地方变成泉源之地。
And make that valley into a place of springs.
泉源就是代表有喜乐。
Springs represent joy.
有力量。
Strength.
秋雨春雨。
The autumn rains and spring rains.
圣灵的恩膏。
And that is the coming of the Holy Spirit.
安慰。
And that will comfort us.
再来看启示录二十一章。
Let us turn to Revelation 21.
二十一章第四节。
Revelation 21 verse 4.
将来到天国。
In the future when we go to heaven.
二十一章第四节。
Verse 21, chapter 21 verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain for the old order of things have passed away.
第五节。
Verse 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for those words are trustworthy and true.
这里圣经告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
再一次的启示录第二次的讲，神要擦去他们是神的儿女的眼泪，一切眼泪。
A second time in the book of Revelation that God will wipe away their tears and they are the children of God.
是一切啊，一切眼泪。
And that is all tears.
但是大部分的眼泪都是从死亡来的。
But most of these tears will be from death.
将来不再有死亡了。
And there will be no more death.
在神的国里面，在天国里面没有再死亡了。
In God's heavenly kingdom, there is no death.
啊，也没有悲哀了，没有重担，没有困苦的事情了。
And there's no mourning or crying or pain.
没有哭喊，没有痛了，因为以前的事都过去了。
Because the old orders have passed away.
所以我们信主有多好。
So how good it is for us to believe.
主耶稣擦干我们的眼泪。
Lord Jesus have wiped away our tears.
唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
355首。
355.